the best of Kyle Bruston-Nortman, 2025, the final hour. And boy, did we save some of the best for the end of the show. And this is one I was told is required I put in the show, even though I didn't want to put it in the show, because I've already been made fun of for the last 10 months for it. And that, of course, would be the three-cone drill heard around the world. I'm Alex Stroph with you on the best of KBN. Yeah, so back in February, I thought it'd be a fun idea, something a little bit different. Go inside my comfort zone a little bit. Do an NFL combine. Do all the drills associated. Well, little did I know my three-cone drill would reach over 7 million views on the internet, and I would be asked if I have arthritis and if I'm okay by so many strangers on the internet. The day that Ben Brust, Brad Nortman, Kyle Wallace reacted to the three-cone drill heard around the world on ESPN Wisconsin.
My job is to speak for 3 hours. Not the whole 3 hours, because I have Kyle Wallace and Brad Nortman here with me, Alex Stroph running the show. But I am going to struggle getting words out, because all I can think about is Alex Stroph's performance doing a three-cone combine drill, which you can find on Twitter at ESPN Milwaukee, and it honestly should just be on loop for 3 hours on our YouTube stream at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison.
Oh, wow.
It is...
That impressive, huh?
It Stroph.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the things I'm supposed
to
do.
My man's can't really even talk. He can't. No words.
I'm not joking, Kyle. I will be this way for 3 hours. You are Kyle Wallace. You are a Packer backer.
That is true.
A Wisconsinite. You are Brad Nortman, a Super Bowl 50 runner-up who gifted Alex Stroph his combine uniform for when you participated in the NFL Combine, in which you can see Alex Stroph on YouTube, ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Madison, wearing said Combine outfit.
A lot of mistakes were made today. A lot of revelations brought to the surface. Him wearing my namesake as he went and performed the way he did and looked like he did, it's not recoverable. I can't recover from it.
Oh, wow. I haven't seen this video.
So Kyle hasn't seen this yet, and I'm so, like, for the last 20 minutes, I've just been thinking about starting the show and so excited for Kyle to see this and react live for the first time. Because, Kyle, I saw this video of Alex Stroph and I put it on my monitor screen. I just played it on loop because I could, every time I watched, I thought eventually something would get better. I'd be able to point something out in which I'd be like, oh, okay, he did this good. You are the most unathletic person on the face of the earth.
Oh, wow, wow. That is a huge accusation.
It's not an accusation.
You know what, Kyle? The thing is, I think he's right.
What do you mean? Stroph, just a couple weeks ago, you told me you wanted to play one-on-one basketball, do darts with me.
I beat you in both of those things.
It's funny that you bring that up, Kyle, and it's funny that he's still talking trash, because, I've had an image in my head of Stroph, and if you've heard us talk about him, he's a string bean.
Yes.
He weighs a buck 40 soaking wet.
I weigh, I'm 6'3". I weigh 175 pounds.
I doubt it.
Doubt it.
That number feels
that
high.
That feels high. We didn't get an official measurement or weight at the fake combine that we did, in which we'll be playing videos throughout the show, which you need to get to YouTube for. But in my head, I have this image of Stroph telling stories on Kyle Bruston-Nortman as, hey guys, I played soccer. I was on the soccer team.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I ran cross country.
He sure did tell us that.
Hey guys, I hit a three-quarter court shot once.
In JV as a junior.
Was it on a Fisher Price? Was it in the basement? Was it in a tape? Where was all these things? I am starting to think you Manti Te'o'd your entire athletic career and none of it actually existed.
Career is a pretty strong word. I would just say participation. Yeah.
Whatever
participation
it was. I am convinced in my head it is not fake. So we're going to play this video once for Kyle to react. We'll then play the video with descriptive details of what Alex Stroph is doing. But without further ado here, with Kyle Wallace being the only one, I mean, I'm telling you, I had this thing on loop. No, Kyle, you're going to do this live with all the other YouTube people. He should be watching the screen here. Okay, you're going to be watching the screen here. And it will go on to YouTube with Kyle's live reaction. Brad, what are you laughing at?
I'm just watching it on loop.
You can watch it on loop.
Was it that bad, Brad?
I have it on Twitter. It just keeps going. I laugh harder and harder the more I see it.
See, you laugh, I get more sad. Like, my stomach has sank into the pit of my soul.
Strobe, how bad
is
were
so
you?
Unathletic.
And here's the thing.
Really bad.
I was there trying to coach him up a little bit.
Oh, you were there.
I was there helping implement it when I could.
You were his personal trainer.
And I could tell he was exerting himself fully. This is no, where he was not restraining himself. There was like,
this isn't a bit.
This is not a bit. Strofe was, I showed him how to get out of a stance, and he just, this was his best work. That's how shocking it is.
There's nothing you can do to help him.
There's nothing you can
do to
help
this. He's a lost cause. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. Safely find your... Brad just keeps laughing. See, you laugh, I get sad.
It is so good.
Here we go. Without further ado, Kyle Wallace watching Alex Roaf do the NFL Combine 3-cone drill. Is there audio with it?
He's so high.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Why you look like
you run so high?
Wait, why you look like you power walk, but you like there's no way you did the L drill like this. What is
you
he's
run
going
so
full
high.
Stroke? What is this? Why are your arms flapping and flailing like this?
The arms are trying to move the body.
You
run so high.
Okay, Stroke, you know the basketball player that's super tall and skinny? Y'all seen him like the 7'6" tall, skinny basketball player? Maybe not. Strofe look like that.
No, Strofe looks like my fiance's mother who goes on power walks every single day.
Except you run so high.
You are running with poop in your pants.
Yeah, Strofe, what? Why weren't your legs moving like that?
Is that what you're running?
Like, Strofe, were you trying to be careful? What was that all about?
All right,
you seem very timid.
What happened?
Yo, all your arm placement is disgusting.
Here's what happened.
How do you justify yourself?
Oh, my God.
Here's how I justify it. So that video is of the first run. Brad is my witness. I did shave about a second and a half off the second time.
Well,
around.
I mean, yeah. All you had to do was, like, not walk.
Correct. Going around that cone.
It's sunny. The loop is huge.
So here's the thing.
He doesn't cut. He loops.
Yeah, you're supposed to take, like.
I didn't get the loop. It was completely fried in my brain. And Brad is trying to explain it to me. Like, dude, you don't need to go 3 feet in a circle. You got to move like a half inch.
Yeah, yeah. Just
you
a pivot.
Go all the way. It's like you're going like 5 feet out of the way on purpose to get your body to be able to turn correctly.
Strofe, this can't be serious.
I wish this was a joke. I wish, because it is. Kyle.
What do you mean you wish this was a joke?
This video is 25,000 views on the internet right now.
51 now, I see.
Oh, goodness. This is fully embarrassing.
It's so bad that it's going to go so many places because you're being compared to Rashawn Gary.
Josh DiMaggio explained this to me. He's like, brother, this will define your career.
Yes.
This is going to be, you are in so many text chains and email threads that say, look at this bozo attempting
That's
to be
true.
Athletic.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it's not great,
guys. This is the defining moment of your life.
Did you know?
That sucks.
Did you know this would be the result?
No,
So when you had this great idea, I'm going to get Brad Nortzman, you know, combine, I'm going to have a combine, guys. You thought legitimately you were going to look decent.
I personally expected it to be much better as well. That's why I gave him the jersey.
I didn't think it'd be a full-blown train wreck the way it was. And that's just one of the four drills I've
participated
in.
How don't you know thyself? You don't know that you are that extremely unathletic, Strofe. That right there, I swear to you right now, Strofe, there are literally five-year-olds who can look better doing that drill than you did.
That's probably accurate.
That is pathetic.
Strofe, keep playing the clip on YouTube. I'm telling you, if you play it for 3 hours.
He runs so high. He's so vertical. Unbelievably vertical.
So how long did it take you to do this drill?
You run so high. Now that you watch it again, Strofe, does it look worse than it felt?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean...
Did you think you were moving?
I was explaining this on Mr. Relevant earlier.
Yeah, he's like, man, I'm grooving.
He's like, boy, I got some speed
got some
behind
speed.
My
He
no,
felt
I,
what?
I knew that was happening, but... and I knew it was bad. But here's the thing. So everybody, right? We all work out. We all go to the gym.
No, the hell we don't. No.
Don't
loop us in this.
No, no.
But hold on. No. Let me explain what I'm saying. We all go and like do physical activity, right?
Questionable for you. Debatable.
I mean, I agree with that, Kyle. But the thing is, we never know what we look like while we're doing these
things. Bro, I don't look like this.
I know. Nobody does. But I didn't know I looked like that either.
Have you ran on a treadmill before? What do you do on a treadmill? You just flail your arms around me on
the
treadmill?
I'm not sure his feet got more than an inch off the ground at any moment.
He never existed. His arms are not connected. No. They're not moving as one. Like, the brain is supposed to send nerve, like, something to the body,
like signals,
to say, you know, hey, let's work together. The right leg is getting from the brain a half second later than the left leg is getting from the right arm to the left arm, and it just does not work. And
what does your girlfriend think of this? Has she seen this?
I was wondering that too.
Yeah, this
is
a great question.
Is she giving you like love and being like, honey, I love you the way you are?
No, she's questioning everything.
Holy crap.
Imagine if her father sees this.
Well, everybody I know saw it. And we're still standing. The best of Kyle Bruston Nortman 2025 on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. I had an agreement. If I play that in the best of show, I get to embarrass somebody else. The most embarrassing moment of Kyle Bruston Nortman is next on the best of KBN 2025. The best, or maybe the worst, of KBN 2025 on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. I'm Alex Stroh with you. We go from my most embarrassing moment to maybe the show's most embarrassing moment. Both by association and for one person individually. I'll give you 3 seconds to guess who it's about. Kyle, Ben, or Brad. You were right. It's about Ben Brust. When he pooped himself as an adult at work. Now on the best of KBN.
On a Wednesday morning in Milwaukee, radio host Ben Brust sat at his desk preparing for another day of bold takes, Brewers baseball, and hot coffee. But in the world of live sports talk, not every instinct is worth trusting. When a man believes he's releasing a harmless fart and discovers too late that fate had other plans, chaos ensues. On this show, accidents aren't just embarrassing, they're unforgettable. This is Ben's story.
So what happened, buddy?
I'd like to take the time to say that yesterday wasn't my greatest day, but I'd also like to take the time to say I battled through it yesterday. I think we've all been there at one point of our life. I didn't plan on being 34 years old as a father and as a husband sitting at my desk thinking I was safe, and I wasn't safe. I let a fart go, and more came with it.
No.
Yeah.
When did this specifically paint the picture? Time of day, your stomach was upset. Who was around?
It wasn't really upset. It was like 10:30 in the morning, coffee
today.
A hit. Yesterday.
Yesterday? How come I'm just hearing about this now? I hung out with you for 2 hours yesterday, and you were defiled.
That was my question when it came up probably around 6:30 yesterday.
Yeah, you were gone when we were screaming during the Brewers game.
Is this why you were so grumpy yesterday?
I would be grumpy, too, if I sold myself like a child.
Probably played
a role. So it was around 10:30 in the office. I was sitting at my desk. I thought I could sneak one out. And I snuck a little too much out, if you know what I'm saying.
Was anyone around you when you tried to fart? Because first and foremost, how inconsiderate is it for you to fart in the office?
You've seen our office.
Yeah,
how many people are around?
There's 50 desks. There was at least somebody around you.
No.
Dude, so you're saying everybody was gone?
I don't remember. Because when the accident happened, I wasn't looking who was around. I was looking at getting to the bathroom.
Time out, but you farted. You didn't look around to make sure you weren't going to fart in front of people?
I blacked out after the fart thing happened.
No, you pooped. Don't say fart. You farted and let
you
poop.
Is too far. Because
bro,
it was more.
You pooped on yourself.
By definition, if something came out, the only thing that can come out is that.
It was like, gosh.
What do you mean, gosh?
I mean, what is the size of
a little liquidy. Like, it just was
liquid. Now it's an oily discharge. No,
it was.
You saw some brown.
If it's brown.
Flush it down.
it was more of the diarrhea fart than, like, the poop fart.
Well, so my question is.
Yeah, diarrhea. You farting in work?
There are two kinds of farts. One where you try to hold, reserve it a little bit, or try to make it as faint as possible.
I'm sorry, we're starting here. We're going to get to Freddie Peralta.
The other one where you just let it rip. Did you just let it rip?
No. It was like, I think I'm good, but I'm not sure. But I've been good for the last however long of my life, and it was my day yesterday.
Oh. So did it start dripping?
No, it wasn't a lot.
Wait, what did you do with the chair?
The chair's fine.
How?
It wasn't much.
Sway? How? It wasn't that much. How in the world did you just, you know, soiled yourself in the chair, and it was so wet that you panicked, and you covered, you had a long shirt on yesterday, and he didn't tell you this, Brad. He had his shirt, and he put his shirt down like a nightgown.
Oh, he also didn't tell you some other things, Brad.
Wait. You didn't go home and change immediately?
No, here's what happened.
He was sitting next to you with his stank ass.
It was all night?
It was
Stop.
This is despicable. This is criminal.
This thing said, this is Ben Stork. Can I tell my story, please?
Go ahead, tell your story.
After, yeah, but don't leave out
any
details.
After the incident, we'll just call it the incident, okay? The incident happened. I ran down to the bathroom, and I brought my wet wipes. Everyone knows I bring flushable wipes.
He skips
so obviously,
and stuff.
No. This
you
is what...
So after you farted and some poo came out.
The incident,
you got up and you went downstairs. You didn't go tell anybody.
No,
not yet. You don't know my story.
You're not letting me tell my story.
Not yet.
I went to the bathroom.
Immediately.
I brought my wet wipes. Immediately, I hustled.
Okay.
I waddle hustled, tried to take my jersey further down my pants so just in case anything was visible, which it wasn't. I then sat down, cleaned myself up with my wipes. Then I cleaned my pants with the wipes. So I could at least, like, you know.
He hand washed you with your hand.
And then my wife works at this company. She's now out of town.
Did you wash your hands after you wiped the pants?
Yes. It was full. Like, I was embarrassed. This is the first time I felt shame. At 34 years old, pooping yourself at work without underwear is not great.
Say, if you don't learn your lesson to at least have some layer of protection with underwear now, then you never will.
So then I went to my wife and said, I need you to smell my butt. Like, because if these pants are smelling, because it really wasn't a lot.
Oh,
I was like, and she goes, I'm not doing it.
This is marriage.
I'm not doing it.
Oh,
it gets worse,
then
Brad.
I went to Strofe and TC.
So wait,
Tony,
what did she say? Did she say you stink?
She said, go home.
So she didn't sniff.
Hell no.
Okay.
She's crazy for marrying a man.
She has standards.
She draws a line.
She didn't sniff. So what was Ben's next choice?
Strofe and Tony. PC, producer of the Now Show. They didn't bite. But Tony at least provided a solution. He said, go to Kohl's.
I told you to go home. That was the solution.
Yes,
go home.
Yeah.
So I went
go
to Kohl's
home.
And I was all clean because I had the wet wipes and I bought new pants and I wore new pants yesterday.
Question, did you shower?
No, but like... Guys, it's no different than like if you use the restroom and then you
clean yourself. No, you farted.
It was on your legs.
Exactly. You sat down and you farted and you were sitting
there
down.
Must
it was
been trickle.
In a concentrated area of the pants.
You were baking
because
it
wasn't that much.
You were baking it.
But when it comes out, it naturally spreads because you're sitting down.
Guys, it was a little bit. I know you guys are trying to take this, make it seem like like it was a turd.
So
it was just a little diarrhea. Oil.
Oh, okay, so you had diarrhea oil,
diarrhea
as you said. Okay.
Oil?
And Brad ask him, so what did he do with his pants?
So what'd you do with your pants?
I folded them up and I put them in my backpack.
So guess what he brought to our watch party at Pottawatomie?
They were in
Hotel.
My backpack.
Oh,
I forgot they were in there.
And then,
gosh,
today,
and that would be like in a biohazard bag.
Oh, wait, oh, just
hold
wait,
on,
it gets better.
Today, we are all debriefing, if you will, what happened yesterday.
Briefs, get it?
And somebody asked the brilliant question, Ben, did you take the pants out of your backpack?
Totally didn't do that last night.
Oh, my.
But you have evidence of me disposing of the pants today.
So now you threw the pants away.
Oh,
but
you
backpack,
threw them away?
The pants. What about the backpack?
The backpack's fine. You can smell the backpack. It smells brand new.
I'm not going to smell it.
You don't have to.
For 24 hours, mm-hmm. It's been rattling around and dragging and mm-hmm. touching
bacteria,
everything.
No,
it was rolled up, so
okay.
It was the fart area.
Now he swears he rolled it up to the fart area. Now he was really that detailed. So tell me this. Why did you throw the pants out today? Did you smell them? What happened?
I got bullied and throw them out. I still wanted to take them home and wash
did you
them
smell
and wear them again.
Did you smell them?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It wasn't good.
No, I can't. I can't believe it wasn't bad. I can't believe that.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't good.
What? It wasn't bad.
What trash can did you throw them in?
The public restroom, far bathroom.
So now the poor people got to deal with the poopy bag. It's going to smell like poop in there all day today.
No, it's not.
What
it's
do you
not
mean?
That bad.
Oh, I
it was just a little accident.
You should feel embarrassed.
I'm now feeling
better
about this because now I'm starting to understand that people actually thought I pooped myself.
When really, I kind of did, but it wasn't as big as people
think
it happened.
You are a grown man, a husband, and a father, and you walking around at work pooping yourself.
Look, I'm not proud of it, but I got to move on. I got to take it on the chin.
What did you learn?
Where I learned not to trust yourself when you think you can trust yourself.
So there's actually like eight things you should learn from this. The first of which is maybe step away from your desk before you let one out.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe you for a second.
Come on. Someone in KBN Nation right now, please tell me you poop or...
There you go.
Please tell me you farted at your desk.
Freudian slip.
YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, Carbless Talk and Text Line. Somebody else very easily can tell me that they... No. Farted at their own
How many times have you pooped yourself while not wearing underwear?
Not many times since
okay,
I was.
Okay, hold on. That doesn't answer
not
the question.
Many.
What does that mean?
I mean, in COVID it happened.
What do you mean it happened?
Like, I had a fart and I was wearing sweatpants and we were working from home and I just threw them in the wash. Like, that was easy.
How much came out then?
I don't remember.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
You must have felt like it was a different sensation.
Yeah, you know right away.
But like beforehand, like as you feel, okay, I feel fart coming.
Did you
and
go poop?
At that moment, you must have known.
No,
that,
I didn't have to.
Dog, that's a damn lie. What do you mean you didn't have to poop? You pooped yourself.
You didn't have to.
Like, K-Walk is crop dusting people at his work all the time.
Yes, and now, see, what I do is I usually go, I get up and I'll get away from it. Away from people,
I'll
and I'm fart, and I pass gas.
Stro, if you're sitting with somebody
it's
in that
respectful.
Studio, you say you rip farts all the time, even when they are there.
Typically, there's not somebody else in here.
And you admitted earlier that
it has
when
happened,
she
definitely.
Is in there,
definitely.
You will still let it go.
Definitely,
when
has
Kyle
happened,
had an office with a closed door, he would fart.
Oh, I was tuning up a storm. Matter of fact, I was tuning so much.
First off, my farts don't stink.
Mine do. Mine
I'm not sure
like
that's
dead.
Possible.
No, it is. I promise.
You never have a fart that stinks.
Of course, no, I do sometimes. Very rarely, though. Typically, you can't even tell.
I drop bombs. One time I was working in my office and I...
Very healthy, Brad.
That is pretty healthy. Shocking, given your diet.
I tooted in my office one time and somebody walked in after and I said, hey, really quickly before we get going, I didn't know you was coming in. I just passed gas. So
you said that?
Hell yeah. I don't want nobody coming in here. I said, listen, this is a full disclosure. I just passed gas before you came in this mug.
On the personal talk and text line, he is not calling in. Thank you, Matt. You're not saying I'm not alone. I also know this doesn't help me because this is my brother texting in. Gosh, the real life struggles that only a Brust is confident enough to say out loud. I've done it. So
what is wrong with you,
brothers? Something wrong with y'all.
Maybe
I mean,
something genetically you got to get checked. Because it's
work.
One time is a true accident.
I've gone to the doctor, and I started taking some things, and then it backed me up, and then it unbacked up. And like I feel like I'm in the office.
Well, why did you go home? This is a great way for you to go home. Our show didn't start until 4 yesterday. You had time to go
but
and
like,
wash
your behind.
But like,
I literally was fine. Washing versus using the wipes?
You had boo-boo on your left cheek and right cheek at
no,
work.
No, I didn't. Yes, it was all in a concentrated area by...
Dude, so you sitting down.
Stop
you,
saying concentrated area.
You
stop
sitting down,
that.
And stuff came. Came out and you telling me it just went in that one part
yes,
of your pants.
He's wrong.
You not showering after this is 1,000 times worse than Kyle working out and going to bed not showering. It's 1,000 times worse.
He didn't wash his ass until this morning.
Yeah, wait. When's
you,
last time
you washed? I shower less.
He a lie.
No,
he
a lie. He's a lie.
I showered last night because I've explained to you guys, I hate going to bed if I have any sweat on me.
Don't you sleep in the nude?
Yeah, that's why I also needed a shower.
Oh, he didn't shower.
No, I did because
burn
you're not
the sheets.
Again, is this Ben's story? You guys just accusing me.
Sure.
I always shower after bed if I sweat, and I was very
after
sweaty.
Bed.
He meant
before,
say before bed.
So because I was extra sweaty at Potawatomi.
So
just
you
from
didn't
the
shower
game.
Because you pooped yourself. You showered
no,
because
yes,
you were sweaty.
Sweaty, yes.
Okay. So
now when I got home before I showered, I immediately took my pants off and I thought about laying on the couch and I was like, oh, my wife would literally divorce me. So I didn't
don't
do
use
that.
The D word.
I just get the D word. I can't believe
you
wouldn't
blame her.
You went 12 hours
all day
at a minimum
around people.
With his doo doo cheeks.
Doo doo cheeks. That's what it is. He
is
had
that
his
my nickname doo doo cheeks.
That's
were
what
you itchy?
Had.
No, because I have flushable wipes. They do the job.
Stinky. I'm about to Google, are flushable stinky wipes a replacement for soap and water?
Obviously, they're not, but they, like,
well, I mean, obviously they are, because you not only use flushable wipes to wipe your behind, your cheeks, but you also use it to try to wash your pants and said, oh, they're clean now.
No, I knew they weren't clean.
Yeah, that's a crazy idea.
I knew they weren't clean because I bought new clothes.
Use the wipes.
I was going to wash those
pants. No, you were told that, hey, you should go buy new clothes. Your first thought was to have somebody smell you. You weren't sure what you were going to do.
Put them back on.
I did. I had to. I couldn't just go to Kohl's.
Oh, that's
Kohl's
true. I guess
no
you
pants
had
on.
No pants.
Stinky pants.
Jason, thank you in the 920. If any man tells you they've never done this, they'd be lying. Okay, so there's people out there that understand that, like, that this is an accident.
Oh, it's happened to me, but like, you take care of it. And you handling that situation was the most embarrassing part of the story, and I don't think you're realizing that.
No, I do.
You
but like, I also
multiple...
think you guys are making a bigger deal.
No. I think you're
like, you guys are so much above.
Dude, you use flushable wipes.
You are breezing over two or three things that I have an issue with. Number one, you asked more than one person to smell you after
you
doo-dooed
yourself. Yeah, because the reason why I did that is because I didn't think the fart dart thing was that bad.
Why would you not think...
You wanted to keep wearing the pants.
Number two, yes.
I'm just so lost.
Number two, you thought using flushable wipes to clean your pants sufficed. You never thought about going home nor going to buy new pants until somebody told you to.
Yeah, I was in a panic. This isn't a situation I've ever been before. So maybe my in-the-moment decision-making wasn't great.
So you weren't thinking clearly, you're saying?
No.
I would have called off. I would have been gone for it. I would have been so embarrassed. Matter of fact, I would have just...
The official statement from market manager Greg Scalzo did come in last night.
He's so disappointed in you.
No, he literally says what all you guys are saying, but I know he doesn't believe this. He said... That's just a go home for the rest of the day incident. Say you got sick and call it a day.
If I do that,
you guys, like, where's Ben on the stream from 4 to 7?
It's forgivable to have an accident.
You didn't
try to gut through it without cleaning yourself the proper way. It's just crazy.
Dude, the wipes
crazy.
You didn't play basketball last night, did you?
No, I did. I did not.
Could you imagine?
The stream went too long.
Oh, you would have went to basketball too.
Totally.
Oh my God.
Without cleaning.
Yeah, boxing someone
yeah,
out.
Yeah, with
guys, there's two layers of clothes on a box out. What are we doing?
Two layers.
Ben, and I just
one
I'm
layer.
Just
no, I wore tights when I play basketball.
It's probably a good idea to start doing that all the time.
Yeah, I'm just confused. And then that
you'll
poor
ruin
chair.
Less pants.
That poor chair. We need to get rid of that chair.
What a disgusting imbecile Ben Brust is. Who does that in their 30s? Gross. Maybe the state's biggest breakup this year was the Packers and Jair Alexander, and Jair's father told all with KBN after Jair Alexander left Green Bay. That conversation is coming up next on the best of KBN 2025, right here on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. The best of Kyle Brust and Ortman 2025 right here on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app as we approach the end of the calendar year, revisiting some of our favorite conversations on KBN this year. And one that certainly stuck out to me, despite the fact that it seems like Jair Alexander's career in the National Football League may be coming to a close. After being cut by Green Bay earlier in the year, picked up by Baltimore, traded from Baltimore to Philadelphia, and then stepping away from the team and contemplating his football future. Haven't heard anything since. But Jair, at one point, was an all-pro lockdown cornerback for the Green Bay Packers, but the relationship reached a tumultuous end. Landis Alexander, the father of Jair, joined KBN shortly after his release from Green Bay and shed some light into what went wrong with the relationship between number 23 and the Green Bay Packers.
Joining us now on Kyle Brust and Ortman is Landis Alexander, Jair Alexander's father. We appreciate you joining us here on ESPN Wisconsin. First and foremost, how are you doing?
I'm fantastic. And yourself?
Doing well. Thank you for taking some time to join us. You know, this has been a really interesting journey from the time Jair has been drafted with the Green Bay Packers, becoming an all-pro, and obviously no one roots for injuries. It's been part of his journey. I would love to hear from you. I saw your tweet about the non-guaranteed money offered by the Packers. Do you have any sense as to why they would not offer any guarantees after all the time that they spent and there was we're going to reopen this to reconciliation and this is where we got to? Was there ever any conversation that moved things forward with the Green Bay Packers?
Well, I mean, they sent over a proposal, and it was like a non-proposal. It's like somebody doing a non-apology or something like that, because basically it was structured with roster bonuses and things like that. And the way the structure of it was more of the problem than the money, because the money didn't really matter. We understand business. We understand that he's been injured. And we also understood that $17 million was we know why they would question that, being as he's had a few injuries in the last few years. So I got that part, but to not have any guarantees in there was where we had the issue with. So it wasn't actually the dollar amount. It was no guaranteed money, because it was kind of like, if he plays every game that season, he probably could have stood to make $6 million. But he's not played every game in the season since he's been in the NFL. And that's not even, you know, maybe he missed a game or two or whatever. But if he did that this year, then it would have been less than that amount. So I think it was $4.3 million base or something like that. I posted that on Twitter as well. But I think their thought process was they had lost something or taken a loss because he hadn't played. And I get that part too. But, you know, it's kind of insulting to come to a two-time All-Pro, somebody who gave blood, sweat, and tears to you, and then to not have any guarantees. We knew the $17 million was going to be less than that. I only replied to people saying that he refused to take a pay cut, because that just was not the truth.
So it sounds like he took less money as a base salary for Baltimore, though, and I know there's incentives that are more attainable for him. And so it just came down to the fact that y'all felt like the incentives weren't there. If the Green Bay Packers offered a contract comparable with what the Ravens contract was offered, would he still be a Packer today?
Yes.
Wow. Because I think as a show, I know we look at that and say, you know, for what Jair is on the field and how high he still plays when he's out there, that's a great deal for the Baltimore Ravens. Did you ever feel like the Packers genuinely wanted Jair back in 2025? Or was the last stage contract negotiations more of just trying to save face in a way for the Green Bay Packers?
Well, to answer that question, I believe that because of the way the contract was structured, they were setting it up for him to sign that contract as that the bare bones of with no incentives, because it makes it more attractive to trade him with that contract versus what he had. Like, you know, you put him on this contract and then you can trade him for little or nothing, and you know, the team that's trading would basically get the steal, and you'd be off of that, you know, contract and what, and so on and so forth. So I think that was only structured that way in order to trade him. I don't think he actually plays for the Packers even if he signed that contract.
And real quick, real quick, going back to the trade, I know that, you know, Brian Gutekunst, the GM of the Packers, said initially that was the idea, that when you have someone like Jair, and if he's not in the future plans of the Green Bay Packers, you want something back for that kind of asset. Can you take me through what that journey was like? Because it seemed like that was the focus. Was there ever a legitimate trade on the table that the Packers and another team were close to finalizing for Jair?
I think the Bills were.
Okay. And so as Landis Alexander joins us here on Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin, Jair's father, bringing a lot of great info and shedding light to conversations from Jair's perspective of how negotiations went. I guess my biggest question then is, once there were no initial guarantees on the proposal, was that it, or did you ask for a potential to make something a little bit more achievable so he could stay in Green Bay, where it seemed like many of his teammates respect and wanted Jair back?
Yeah, so once they sent that, it was like kind of like a big wow. Like, I can't believe there's no – because we looked at I guess Preston Smith's contract when he had the seventh, I think it was $17 million, and they dropped him to 10 and gave him the signing bonus and all of that type of thing. We were looking at something like that. We would have probably $10 million, it would have been no question him staying. $8 million would have been no question. But even with the six, would have been better had there been more of a, say, if there was any guarantee in there whatsoever. I don't think people can't wrap their heads around. There were a bunch of roster bonuses, and the way that looks is like you're setting yourself up for, if he plays this long, we'll keep him. until this or somebody says that they want him, or, you know, it just didn't seem like he was ready to play for Green Bay. I just, you know, that's how I felt.
What was Jair and his camp ever given the opportunity to counter what this Green Bay offer was that was clearly unattractive?
I know they didn't come back with anything. Once we sent it back, they didn't come back with anything.
So Landis, when it came to reconciliation, obviously, as Brad talked about, my co-host here, he discussed the fact that the Packers were open to trading Jair. At what point was reconciliation something that was discussed, or have you guys been discussing a contract throughout the whole offseason?
You know, yeah, it was not very much conversation in the offseason when it came about. There was a bunch of kumbaya moments. Before they sent that contract over, I thought he was staying. I was, you know, people were asking me, you know, I think we're staying in Green Bay, you know. Once, I guess, the Buffalo situation didn't work out. But also, I want to just throw it out there that someone somewhere had leaked or alluded to the fact that they'd be willing to release him. If you do that, if I'm another team that is courting him in any way, why would I go and do a trade if I think there's any possibility that he's going to be released?
Jair's dad says what's going on. 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 Jair, can I come over to Baltimore?
Baltimore.
We can hang around and play catch with Lamar.
Play catch with Lamar.
Did Goody give you a contract you want?
Contract you want.
December 28th at Lambeau, you can taunt.
At Lambeau, you taunt.
I know we're not the defense that we used to be. Since Joe Barry walked out, it's all about Halfley. Jair's dad says what's going on. You're moving out and we waited for so long. Jair, can't you see you're just not the bag for me? I know it might be bad, but I'm a fan of Jair's dad.
Jair's dad says what's going on. Jair's dad says what's going on.
One of many Packers parody songs that we created on KBN throughout the Packers offseason. Maybe we'll hear one or two more as we wrap up the best of KBN 2025 coming up right after this on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one team I need. I don't care about the presents. I just want a Lombardi. Chicago, the Packers own more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas, Bears lose.
While my wish did not come true as the Bears beat the Packers last weekend, a final of 22-16 in overtime, but I've got a hunch this will only be the second of three meetings between these two teams in the 25 NFL season. It's the best of Kyle Bruston-Nortman here on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app, recapping some of our favorite moments from the 2025 calendar year. Despite no championships for Wisconsin sports teams in the year 2025, there were still a ton of memorable moments. How about the Brewers ride? Getting all the way to the National League Championship Series before being, well, swept by Shohei Ohtani, who's a superhuman. But the longest win streak in team history, 14 games in a row and free burgers. The most wins in a regular season in team history, and quite a roller coaster ride.
Brewers!
Brewers! I
feel like I was losing like years off my life because I couldn't calm down.
Mm. Yeah, dude, I
couldn't calm down.
I had a hard time sleeping. They need to do away with these late night first pitches because I had a hard time sleeping. I was so excited, and you know the game ends at what, 10:45? I can't go to sleep after a game like that. It's crazy.
You know what's so funny about that? When it was bedtime, this is TMI, but I was told, "Hey, baby, you gotta calm down. Like, you got, come on, calm down now. You gotta go to bed now." That's what I was told, like a child. When my girlfriend, fiance understood.
Hello, Chef A!
Chef A is here.
Yay, Chef A, yeah. She understood that my adrenaline was entirely too high because I'm walking around talking about, let's go, baby.
At least you're revealing this before you get married. She is fully aware of who Kyle Wallace is as a fan.
Oh,
before
Brad,
marriage.
Even here, when Kyle was overseas for a trip, they were at dinner together for her birthday.
Why are you bringing up
and he was tracking
why are you
the Packers,
bringing up all stuff?
And he was tracking the Packers-Browns game, and he ruined baby girl's birthday.
Kyle, there are lines. There are lines you do not cross. Baby girl's birthday? Your fiance? Future mom of your children? Unbelievable, the disrespect.
Ben Brust,
like that.
Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Strofe running the show. Hit us on the Carbless Talking text line, 800-990-3776. List is more. You can see us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. So I've talked a lot about this, and I felt like after last night and just throughout the entire season, like I can't have this energy of saying one thing and not delivering. So I did it. I did it. I went.
Happening.
And I got my Pat freaking Murphy jersey.
Let's go.
I almost did it. Freaking guy, Pat Murphy. Every game I will go to, I want to know I want everyone to know the best manager in baseball.
It sure
this
is.
This soon to be back-to-back NL Manager of the Year deserves my back.
I love that.
I deserve his back. I don't care what it is.
Listen.
When I wear this jersey, it's not just about Pat Murphy. It's about all the guys that give it their all for Pat Murphy. Every pitch, every at-bat, this freaking guy right here. And I got a story about this. Let me sit back down.
You know what's crazy about this? How many people go to a game and see William Contreras, Wild Bill, as you call him, hit a solo home run? See Jackson Chirio, the young, incredible.
Everyone calls him Wild Bill.
You call him Wild Bill.
No, I know. It's kind of like everybody.
Oh, okay.
Strofe confirmed?
Yeah.
And then
his nickname.
And then on top, and you see, you know, Andrew Vaughn. You see all these people do well, and you go and get the managers.
I got to ask though, Ben, because I want to hear the story. But I got to ask: you put that jersey on, you got to feel 10 times tougher.
I feel like I run through concrete.
I feel like a superhero.
Not drywall, concrete wall. Mm.
And of course, while Ben was on his honeymoon, the Packers make debatably, and maybe not even debatably, the biggest trade in franchise history.
Micah Parsons. I can't believe I'm about to say these words.
Wow.
Micah Parsons is a Green Bay Packer. We do not have the full details on trade compensation, what the Packers have sent to the Cowboys just yet. We'll work on getting that for you. But it is an absolute honor and a thrill as a Green Bay Packers fan to announce Micah Parsons is a Green Bay Packer. Kyle Wallace, we start with you.
My job is to work in radio and to have something to say, but I am I can't believe it because this is something, again, we haven't seen as Green Bay Packers fans. And this is big. This is a big message that is sent, and I'm glad Goody did this because we have been clamoring for the Green Bay Packers to finally make a big move, but never did I truly believe when this offseason started that by the time that we kick off in Green Bay against the Detroit Lions that we would have one of the best defensive players in the NFL. This is a monumental move for Green Bay, and this is the day of August 28th, 2025 that Packers fans will talk about forever where the Green Bay Packers finally went all in. We have our quarterback. Now we have our quarterback of the defense and Micah Parsons to be a difference maker. This is huge news, Packers Nation. This is huge news, KBN. This is unbelievable as the Packers have made it happen. Goody, you just got yourself a lot more time as a Green Bay Packer GM. This is crazy.
Brad Nortman.
Guys, the Packers Super Bowl window, we've talked about good team, good team, good team knocking on the door. Brian Gutekunst put his foot through the door, knocked it open, put the entire league on notice with this trade. I will say it here. I will never again criticize Brian Gutekunst for not being someone that doesn't go all in, that isn't willing to take the big shot, that's only willing to stay in his comfort zone. There is nothing comfortable about a trade like this. I'm sure the compensation was nothing short of a king's ransom, but that is exactly who we got in Micah Parsons, a king of the defensive line, Reggie White of the 90s, Charles Woodson of the 2000s, Micah Parsons of the 2020s. That is what Packer fans have in store for them. All that's remaining that stands in the way of this team being a true Super Bowl appearance and championship is Jordan Love taking the next step to elite. If and when Jordan Love does that and he becomes a top five quarterback, you've got your defensive superstar. You've got plenty of defensive superstars with now Micah Parsons, Edgerrin Cooper, Xavier McKinney. When Jordan Love takes that next step, this team will find itself in the Super Bowl, and we will point back to this date as being a marquee moment, as when Goody put his flag in the ground and said, the drought needs to be over. We are going to trade for Micah Parsons. Seismic and franchise shifting moment for the Green Bay Packers.
And it sure was a defining moment for the Packers until the unfortunate ACL injury a couple of weeks ago for Micah Parsons. But he is every bit as good as we thought he was back at the end of August when the Packers made the trade. That does it for us on the best of Kyle Bruston-Nortman in 2025. We hope you have a terrific holidays with your loved ones. And we look forward to getting back to business each and every weekday, Monday through Friday, from 2 until 5 on ESPN Milwaukee, 2 until 4 on ESPN Madison. I'm Alex Strofe for Brad Nortman, Kyle Wallace, and Ben Bruss. This has been the best of Kyle Bruston-Nortman 2025 on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.